Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is kind of fitting that we start with this.
Yeah, you heard it four times yesterday.
It's a Sabres goal song. Welcome in, Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer on WBEN. Because I do want to kind of talk about songs for a second in a minute here, Joe. But first, we ended yesterday, and you said, "Give me an update on my biggest complaint," and so I will. Yesterday, walking to the game and walking out of the game. Downtown at the arena, they have opened it up. The construction has moved, closer to the buildings.
Nice.
South Park Avenue. Now, it's not totally passable to traffic, I don't think, all the way behind the... I'm trying to picture it in my head. But it is open to traffic getting out of the parking ramp to go behind the cobblestone buildings. And more importantly for me... and a lot of other people who were down there last night, open to pedestrians.
Beautiful.
To walk past the cobblestone buildings. They put up a nice little jersey barrier. There's a sign, pedestrians, here you go, here's your walkway.
Awesome.
To walk into the stadium, out of the stadium, instead of circling around, a whole bunch of other blocks to try and get in there. So I was very happy to see that.
And the building's looking good?
The cobblestone building?
Yeah.
No, it looks like absolute trash. It's it is a scourge on the city. It's terrible.
Yeah.
There's graffiti up there that I'm pretty sure is new. I don't remember it being up there before.
Well, post-fire graffiti.
Post-fire graffiti. Mm. And like we said before, none of our graffiti is really good graffiti.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I guess, talented, I guess.
Sabres theme?
No. See, that would have been nice.
Yeah.
But no, it's the type of graffiti that makes a building look more run down, which I didn't think was possible in this particular case, but it is, and it is. It does look more run down, but I don't care because at least I can walk.
Yeah, hey,
your prayers
have been answered.
All I was asking for was to be able to walk, and judging from everyone around me who was happy that they were able to walk, listening to people, big thumbs up. To the city of Buffalo.
Congratulations,
who
Buffalo.
Who made that. Now, and if I'm being completely honest, yes, we've done the show a million times before. I do think it's a waste at this point in time. It wouldn't have been 20 years ago.
Right.
Wouldn't have been 15. Wouldn't have been 10 years ago. But at this point in time, I do think it is a waste to save those buildings, the cobblestone buildings that had the massive fire that are crumbling down right now. But, if I'm being completely honest, Joe, I don't care.
I never thought you did.
It could be exactly how... I don't care. Yeah. Leave it exactly how it is right now for the rest of my life. I don't care. As long as I can walk.
As long as you can walk now, you could care... you could not care less about those buildings.
No. I mean, knock them down, keep them up, rehab them. Just leave it the way it is. A big, burnt-out crisp of a building.
By the way, that bothers me when people get that expression wrong.
What?
You couldn't care less. And people say you could care less. Well, if you could care less, then you care.
Yeah.
It always just... No. It's the one thing I get right, so I call
really,
it other
now
people.
That I can walk past it, I could not care less.
Yeah, no,
and that's
and you've been very consistent about that.
Yeah, just do whatever now. Now that it doesn't impact us, our family of people, and it really did feel like a family last night. There wasn't a lot of us there at the game.
It was a close net.
Our family of people who go to the games, I'm all for it. So there's your update.
Awesome.
And two thumbs up.
And Lindy got a win against his former team, so everything's good.
Two thumbs up to whoever did that and opened it up. And, it looked like, because I know they were doing work under, they were digging down into, it's all paved over. So they must have finished that, and it's, pushed back closer to the DL&W. But I'm assuming that's going to change at some point in the future, because the plan is to connect it to the arena.
Right.
I don't know when they're looking at doing that, or if that's even still on the table, but I'd imagine in the future that'll change. I'm not going to be able to walk under them building a bridge.
But now, everything's good.
Everything's Fine for Right Now.
Awesome.
And they won. They played that goal song. We talked about that before. Yes. Not my favorite.
No.
And then, Joe, I've been sending you throughout this week.
Love it.
Because we went to the Bills game together, and I didn't know this. So I haven't been to a Bills game in a couple of years. The last game I went to was the Dolphins playoff game.
Yeah.
And so it's been some time, and I didn't know that they've been trying something. Has this been, was this all last year?
No, started this year.
It started this year?
I mean, they,
well, somebody told me that this was going on last year. So I was talking about
they it. They were playing night. It last year, but the video, like the intro of Kincaid saying that started this year. So let me be clear. Yes. Games last year, they were playing it, putting the words up, but the intro and everything, making it a Buffalo, that started this season.
So the Bills have started to play at, is it right before the fourth quarter or the first commercial break in the fourth quarter? Right around that time.
Yes.
They started to play Mr. Brightside in the stadium, and they've got like a karaoke sing-along video that goes along to it. And, you know, and then everyone's singing along. And I looked at you and I was like, is this really the thing? Like, is this? Now, I hate being that guy.
Right.
Like the, you know, like it makes me sound like a crotchety old man to, you know, hear the song. And there are people having a good time.
Yeah.
Mostly women aged 30 to 45.
That's a 20-year-old song. That makes sense.
I mean, that's the age group. But, you know, they're playing that. What I was thinking in my head is like, are they trying to do like the Steelers around that time every game they play Renegade?
Yeah.
Is that Styx?
Yeah.
You know, bah, 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 bah. And then it, you know, ramps up.
It's a good song.
And it's like, bah, 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 bah,
bah, bah, bah, and they got their da, terrible da, towels da, going.
Yeah. And like everyone, and it like gets people pumped up. You know, it's this old rock song in like Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, doesn't it strike you as a place that, like, if there's a concert at the arena, there's a 50% chance it might be Styx.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people probably think of Buffalo this way. I think of Pittsburgh this way, as everybody there still listens to Styx, Motley Crue, AC/DC.
I'd say Buffalo has a very large number.
Oh, I'm sure. Like I said, I'm sure everybody says that about Buffalo.
Popular here.
Yeah. I picture that about Pittsburgh. So like it fits in. It's, and I'm thinking like, are they trying to do that? Because that's a big pump up song like that, and it gets the crowd roaring. And the Mr. Brightside song is not exactly that.
It gets you singing, but it doesn't get you cheering.
It's not like a pump up. It's a good party song.
Yes. It's a good late at the bar, turn on the jukebox song.
Here's my problem with it, Joe.
Okay.
Is that it's a good bachelorette party song. Like, if we're being honest,
yeah.
Like, that's what the song has become. In the last, how old is the song?
20 years old.
It's a 20-year-old song. I've probably heard it more in the last 3 years than I did in the first 17.
It somehow got a big bump post-COVID.
You know, how these things happen. It's always, you know, what's the catalyst for that? It always is amazing to me.
But it did. It got a bump post-COVID.
It's like something
post-COVID.
Old, just out of the blue, and it's new.
Yeah.
What is it? You look, Joe's behind the glass. He looks like he has an answer for us.
Joe was born the year that Mr. Brightside came out.
2002?
Oh, no, 2004.
Every time I would go out with like my friends, the song plays at least 3 times. Like you can lock it for more than once.
Oh, yeah.
Which again, I don't want to sound like the cranky old guy.
It's a good song. I like The Killers. That was a great album.
I'm not the biggest fan, but like, you know, hey, it's a song. A lot of people know the words. People like to sing along to it. I'm not going to poo-poo a good time.
Of course.
But I'm like, I'm sitting there, I'm looking at you, Joe, and I'm going, there's got to be like a better song to get everybody. Now, I guess one of the reasons they do it too is that the team likes it or gets going. Well, or at least Dawson Knox did.
Dalton Kincaid.
I thought it was Knox on the field.
No, Kincaid's the one in the video saying, Mr. Brightside, Killers. I believe it's Kincaid.
I thought it was 88.
They both dance to it on the field, though.
But in the video, isn't it Kincaid talking?
I haven't been to a Bills game, I don't know.
I could be wrong. I just assumed. And you know what happens when you assume.
It's one of the tight ends.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, it doesn't make a difference. It's a nice thing. But I also think that playing Mr. Brightside in 2024, it's the 2024 equivalent of your pump-up song being It's Raining Men.
I was going to say it's the equivalent of Don't Stop Believing.
No. It's the bachelorette party song. Sorry.
They're singing Don't Stop Believing at bachelorette parties. That is the number one karaoke song.
It is?
Yeah. Guaranteed. Anytime I go to a karaoke bar, the number one most request, Don't Stop Believing.
All I'm trying to say is, I don't know if it's the right song to pump you up.
No, you need a hype up song.
At a football game.
You need a hype up song.
It's not a hype song.
And
if that's what you're going for.
Everyone's playing Mr. Brightside. If you listen closely.
That's the other thing.
Yes. Every Virginia Tech plays Mr. Brightside every game. Like, it's not a Buffalo specific thing.
Every bar does, every team does, they do it at Sabres game. They do it at, I'm sure, every game you go to, Joe. They do it all over the place.
Yep.
Like, it's not, you can't claim one of the more popular songs in the country
as yours.
As your own song.
I don't disagree.
When everybody else is doing it.
I have to say, I haven't really given it much thought until you brought it up. And now, yeah, I mean, I think there's better hype songs out there.
So I've been sending you throughout the week like what I thought would be a better hype song. So I take this very seriously, maybe even more seriously than my job. Like, what would be, okay, so what they're clearly going for, you want something that people would sing along to. You need something, like here's an important part. You need something you can play in the stadium.
Yes.
So non-offensive.
Right. Right, so let's take off those
songs. Non-questionable lyrics. That takes a lot of songs off the table, Joe.
Yeah.
You want something of, you know, if you're going by this, you want something that people aged 30 to 45 are going to really love. Now, I sent you earlier in the week, I was like, oh, what about the Hives? Their big song. And then the big chorus, Hate to Say I Told You So. Like, that sounds like something you could fired up, and you know, it's a high energy song.
It is a high energy song. Like, it'll get you pumped
up. Get people yelling that, but then the rest of no one else really knows the words. I don't know if that could really be the thing.
But they put the words to Mr. Brightside up.
Sure, but it's not. They don't even need to put the words to that up because a lot of people know the words.
But by the way, you could just take out the non-offensive words. They play Sheck West at every game, and that song has more offensive language than I've said in the last month. So,
but you're doing a sing along.
But the parts you can sing along to aren't offensive. You get what I'm saying?
But they do the whole song.
Yeah. No,
you
I
do
know.
The whole song,
I'm just saying,
sing along.
Every Bills game I've heard Sheck West this year, and that is a very explicit song.
I'm thinking, like, what's the song? It's got to be like that era. And then yesterday, I sent you this one. Superman.
I like it.
Goldfinger. So here I am, doing everything I can. And I sent it to you with the assumption, like, all right, here's a song right in that wheelhouse. I think everyone would be able to sing along to it.
Okay.
It's got that high energy thing. Joe sends back, he's like, oh, I like that. I've never heard that song before.
Yeah, never heard that one before.
You've and never heard it before?
I love that we have Joe behind the glass make that face to validate what I was thinking.
No, I never heard that song before.
How?
Sounds like, it sounds like, you know, a lot of ska songs that I've heard, but I've never heard that song.
I don't believe. Now, you're 35 years old. Oh, that's right. You're 36.
Yeah, I know.
Ugh.
Late 30s.
Sorry. Yikes. But still, like, that's, you're right in the wheelhouse of like that type of, right? I thought that was a song that everybody knows. How old are you again, Joe?
22.
You know the song.
Yes, yeah.
I thought that would be a song that, now when you send me, I've never heard that song before. It wasn't quite the I've never heard of Andrew W.K. before reaction.
Oh my gosh.
I had the one day where I literally fell out of my chair. But it was kind of close of like, how did you go through never hearing that song? And I want to hear from people, and I'm talking again specifically, 30 to 45. You got to be like in that age range because this is about 25 or so years old.
Oof.
The song. It's from Tony Hawk. Is it one or two? It's in Tony Hawk 1 or 2. I don't know.
Joe does not know.
I think
know
it's Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1, if one. I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Like, it's the song that everyone associates with the game. And I thought that was the game that everybody played.
I mean, I did have it, but I do not remember that song.
You had the game and you don't remember the song?
I did have the game. Certified.
Did you have two? Maybe it was in two.
Yeah, I don't know if I had two. I had a Tony Hawk game. Can I just say that? I had a Tony Hawk game that I played. It was a lot of fun. I have one now on my Xbox.
I thought that was like surefire. You're in that age bracket. You know the song. Like, you've heard it. I've probably heard that song, Joe, a million times in my life.
I'm out of the bubble. Or I'm in a bubble. Maybe it's the other way around.
You were supposed to be the youth correspondent.
Well, yeah, so I don't know the song that's 25 years old.
And now I'm sitting here finding you're 36 now, that you reminded me of that, so you don't know the song. I thought it was. But so, all right, I just want to know, people in that age range, like, is that a song that you would know? And also, as we're talking about it, what song pumps you up?
Oh,
like, if what's the ultimate pump-up song or music? 803-0930, 803-0930, Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, or to give us a call today.
The Orchard Park, and again, I don't mean to be offensive. I'm happy for everyone who chimes in, but the We Will Rock You, I ranked it up there with Don't Stop Believing. It's one of just the most generic, overplayed, blah songs that you can hear. Again, no offense, but...
Where do I stand? I see it. This is tough because my son likes We Will Rock You.
Well, yeah.
But maybe that's a problem because he's
supposed,
four.
Yeah, he's supposed to like it.
Like, it does have that appeal to it.
It's a kid song.
I don't think that's a pump-up song.
No.
It's a great song. I would you put it up where Don't Stop Believing. I think it's lower. Like, the thing, I don't like Don't Stop Believing as a song. Like, that's not my Journey is just... like, that's...
Yeah, I like Journey. I hate that song.
That is not my forte at all. Like, I do not... Not my thing. I don't like the song. I don't think you can deny Don't Stop Believing comes on. That is, honestly, a song that you could play instead. Everybody starts singing every word.
Yeah, that's
it.
Why I hate it. And you could walk into five different stores today and it will come on. Like, it's still overplayed 40 years later.
There's got to be a reason for it, though.
I don't know.
There's got to be a reason for that.
I don't like it.
I cringe
when it comes on and people start singing.
But there's but you couldn't use that as a Bills pump-up song.
No.
Because the Detroit Red Wings use it.
Yeah.
They play at the end of every game. And guess what? Everybody sings.
Yeah.
Everybody there sings. You go into any bar, any party, they play that song. Everybody sings it. You can't deny that, the appeal of it. It works. Even though I'm not a fan of it.
We should just sing that verse of Rock and Roll Girls.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I had my way. I'd shuffle off to Buffalo. There we go. We got the Buffalo reference in.
Yeah, everyone knows that. What is it for you? Pump-up song, a sing-along song. What would you play at the stadium? Or what just gets you going? You working out, you're cutting the grass, going for a run. Going for a drive.
You need a pump-up song to cut the grass?
You need a pump. Some days you need a pump-up song to cut the grass. Or pick up the dog poop. Sometimes you just need to get a little mean.
Yeah, something
before
you
go out there. Something to get you going. Let me know. 803-0930, BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN. You know, sometimes I wonder if I ever dare bring up music with you.
How did this get in the system?
Yeah. 803-0930, BMAZ and Beamer here on WBEN.
I mean, that was a revolutionary song.
Do I say explain or...
I like the chorus.
Yeah, it's a great chorus.
Could that be considered a universal song at a stadium you could play and people would know?
I mean, to go with Brian's...
people would definitely know it.
To go with Brian's point, I mean, that at one point, maybe not anymore, but at one point that was the bachelorette party song.
Yeah, everybody does know that song. I don't want to hear it at a stadium. I don't want to hear it ever again. I've heard that song. That's another song. I've heard it maybe a million times. I've never listened to it on purpose in my life.
It's one that they're actually starting. You hear it at department stores now. Like, is that a sign that we're getting old? Like, but yeah. I hear that in the loop.
Yeah, it's in the Muzak.
Yeah,
that would be a sign. But what song pumps you up? What do you get to? And what would be a good Bill sing along song? They do Mr. Brightside now in the fourth quarter. And I listen, I go, I don't know. Are we trying to make this our own? Everybody does this.
Yeah.
Can we make it a Buffalo thing? And at the same time, you think about it, you try and look for a song. What's going to be very popular? What are people going to sing along to? What's going to make everybody happy? It's way harder than you think to find one that checks every single box. One that you can also is appropriate to play in a stadium.
Well, and one that can be identified as yours. I think that's part of what they're trying to do.
I do think that's part of it. Now, somebody texted in on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, 803-0930, that we played Superman by Goldfinger. And I thought, all right, that's a great song because if you're looking to appeal to 30 to 45, everybody knows that song.
Yes.
At least I thought until I showed you the song and you had never heard it before, which I couldn't believe.
Well, I'm in the minority. Obviously. I mean, the 22-year-old on the side of the glass knows it.
Somebody texted in saying that the drummer is from Buffalo. No idea.
I will learn the song now. I love that connection.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah.
What about you? 803-0930, we'll go to the phones. Here's Kathy in Amherst. Kathy, you're on WBEN. Good morning.
So I was thinking Thunderstruck is a dynamic song. That song can get anybody moving and shaking.
I like it. Now, Kathy, a couple questions. Are you talking about more this is your personal pump-up song? This is a good song for pumping you up? Or are you thinking it for a stadium pump-up song?
So I have to say that for me, it pumps me up. Actually, it pumps up even my dogs, so because I'm pumped up. Yeah. But anyways, a stadium song... I think we would be stealing it from the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders because they use that when they come out.
They do?
Oh, wow. They have their own come out?
Yep. Huh. You have to, there's a series, I think, on Netflix about them. But yeah, that is a total, total mover and a shaker of a song.
Hey, I like the suggestion and I like the song. Kathy, thank you. That song to me, that's a great personal pump up song. I didn't know the Dallas Cowboy thing. So no. You can't use it. It's not yours. But even as a stadium song in general, it's been played so many times, I don't know if it has the effect. And it's a great personal, once you get into the boom, 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 it's great. But if you're playing it for a stadium full of people, it takes a little too much time.
Yeah.
You know the attention span of the average millennial, yeah. Right? The lead-in, the guitar... I think takes a little too much time to get going for it to be,
yeah,
the stadium thing. And people know Thunderstruck, but can you name another lyric? If we're looking for a sing-along, too, that's part of the Mr. Brightside thing, a sing-along. But I kind of want the sing-along to be a pump-up song. Maybe it just doesn't exist.
It's got to exist. There's got to be a pump-up song out there where people know the words.
I love... There's got to be other AC/DC songs.
There's a ton of.
Yeah, but ones that work. They're not overplayed. They're not used somewhere else. They're not.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Yeah, that's used that's an all-time great pump-up song. Just the burn out, don't burn out. The beginning of that song.
Yeah.
Burn out. That's an all-time great one. I love Rock and Roll Singer. AC/DC.
Do enough people know rock?
No one would know to sing a lot, but that's a great AC/DC song that is not used to death, basically, which I kind of feel like a lot of them are. It's tough. If you want to own the song, it's tough to dip into that well.
The well is an obscure song that people know, right? I mean, a song that's not widely used.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I don't think you'd want obscure, but...
Obscure was the wrong word.
But no, but maybe it isn't, because Renegade is...
Yeah?
Obscure. I would say that fits the definition. An obscure song that people know. You could never name that song. No one ever thinks of Styx, but you know the song.
Yeah. Or if you think of Styx, unless you live in Pittsburgh, that's not the first song you think of.
Unless you live in Pittsburgh, you don't know the name of the song.
Right.
Or you're familiar with, right? Yeah. That's I think it kind of fits what you just said. Like, they found the perfect thing. It's an obscure song that people know. That's a hard thing to look for.
It's a hard thing to start. Like, I don't know how they started it in Pittsburgh, but it's a difficult thing to start. Yeah. Especially now when they're already into their Mr. Brightside attempt.
Do you think it sticks?
I think they make it stick. Enough people like the song.
Like, yeah, that's the thing. Like, yeah. It is. It's not like it's unpopular.
It's just,
I just think it could be.
I want something that, like,
I want something our own.
Even though, I mean, Fox has already picked up on it. Did you notice that? One of the games this year, they started playing Mr. Brightside in the fourth quarter. Going to commercial break, you know, they just play random songs. I don't know if that was just a coincidence or they were doing it because of Buffalo.
I don't know. I'm sure they probably did it because of Buffalo. I mean, they've been here enough to hear it. They probably did. You know, a lot of the text messages that are rolling in, we've got a few. Like, one, Slayer is not, you know.
Oh.
That's like, like, what gets me pumped up? You know, like Madball. Like, what am I going to go to the gym and listen to?
Yeah.
You know, some hardcore punk. You're not going to play that at the stadium.
No. No.
and I realize that, so I'm not going to suggest it, even though I would love to hear it.
Someone suggested Return of the Mac. I mean, of course, I'm not going to vote against that.
But someone else, Sweet Caroline is a good... Sweet Caroline's already somebody else's song. Yeah. And also...
Stop.
That's not a pump-up song.
No. Not even a good song.
You don't think it's a good song?
No.
It's got to be... Like, there's something about those songs, Joe. Like, I don't...
It's not even the best Neil Diamond song.
Well... I would agree with you there, but I don't know if I'd say it's not a good song. Like, I don't like all your Britney Spears, yeah, NSYNC stuff,
hey,
but I will not deny that they have to be good songs for so many people to like them and sing along to
That's
them.
That's true. That's true. It's not a good song to me, but you're right.
Right. I mean, you don't like it, but it's not a...
No, it doesn't suck.
It's not a bad song.
Yeah.
I don't think it's good for this. I'm looking at a lot of the suggestions, and you got... Crazy Train. I feel like that one's used. Didn't the Sabres used to use that a lot, like coming out of the period? Or
that was going into a power play.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Somebody else, The Final Countdown.
All the Small Things.
See, now, somebody else, who uses that? Colorado Avalanche?
Do they?
That's that was on, like, their when they won the Cup. They had Blink-182 made T-shirts. Blink-182 is the band that you try and find the song that everybody, if you're trying to appeal to 30 to 45, that's, or 30 to 50, even now, if we're being honest, they're that old, like, that's what you want to go for.
I say Take Me Home Tonight, Eddie Money. That's a Buffalo song.
That's a good one. I saw him live about 2 months before he passed away. R. Eddie Money, yeah.
R.I.P.
Oh, he's still dead.
Yeah,
still right. Put on a great show.
Poor guy. He came to Buffalo a lot.
He did. He liked it.
Yep. I went to see
him. I don't
him.
Hate that one.
See, and that's the one everyone knows the words to.
I know.
Take Me Home Tonight.
I know four words to it.
I don't want to let you go until you see the light.
Oh, okay. So I know 8 words to it. I wouldn't say I know, but that's not a bad one.
No, I like that. I think it's better than Mr. Brightside.
What about The Middle by Jimmy Eat World?
Oh, that is a good song.
That was a song that
came out the year you were born.
I was thinking of those songs too. I don't know if it, like...
It's got a great message, too. Don't write yourself off yet.
Oh, maybe... No.
Play that down in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Is that the same song?
Hey.
No, I'm thinking of The Sweetness.
Don't write yourself off yet. It's only
the middle would be a better one.
Left out.
That's a good one, Joe. I like that one. That kind of fits.
Yeah.
It's an upbeat song. A lot of people know the words.
Just take some time.
Do people... Is that played somewhere else?
If it is, I don't know. I have not heard it in the background of a TV broadcast.
What about Creed?
Higher?
Yeah.
Or one...
Hold Me Now.
Yeah. Oh.
No.
Well, I'm 6 feet from the edge.
No. That's not... No. but if the message is important, you know.
Yeah.
Like, let's go.
Higher, though, is always going to be associated with the Cowboys. Because of that one halftime show that people still post the video from.
Mm.
I mean, he still sells the Cowboy jersey with his name
does
on it.
Does that play into it? Because it does for me... The band, can we get the band in Buffalo to do it?
Okay, so that takes Eddie Money off.
you can't. Well, I guess it doesn't would not apply to people who are no longer with us.
Yeah.
but like, you know, that's another thing. Like, the Killers, could we get the Killers here to sing? Like, I don't think so.
No. And they're from Vegas, so they probably would rather just do a Raiders thing.
Yeah, like that. Like that to me. I would like the band to come here, do the song for everybody.
Here's the thing, because I think like some of the screamo heavy metal like is great pump up. Is there a heavy metal song that could actually be played at the stadium and be embraced by the crowd?
Oh, yeah, but I don't think a lot of them work. Like, embrace their... I think, you know, heavy metal songs are played and embraced by the crowd all the time, but not in the context that we're talking
that's
about.
That's what I mean, in this context.
Yeah. I don't think it quite works. Like, yeah. There's a lot of Metallica songs you could say, like, all right, that's a great pump-up song, but it's not going to have that. It's not going to get everyone up off their feet. The problem with, honestly, like the heavy metal stuff, you know, you mentioned Crazy Train as a durnout, 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 durnout. You hear that in a stadium. What's your reaction?
Get loud.
No.
Oh.
Mine is just like, oh, I hear that every time.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like all these heavy metal riffs that are awesome, like even Thunderstruck, the one caller. I hear it, so like it just kind of fades into the background. It's not a signal to me to get it going.
And Mr. Brightside is already that song because you hear it so often.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, they do a good job of like signaling to the crowd.
Hey,
like,
this is something.
Yeah, this is something to get up for. I would like it to not have to have that.
Yeah.
Again, I might be asking for the impossible. We'll go up to my neck of the woods. NT, Chad, you're on WBEM. What's going on?
Hey guys, I think one of all the criteria you're looking for is found in the song "Burning Down the House" by Talking Heads.
Burning down the house, okay. I'm high energy. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows "Burning Down the House."
Right. You have that little bit of a lead in, so you hear that it kind of it's like a rally to get everybody's attention, and then it jumps right into the song. Watch out. You'll get what you're after.
All right. I'm open to suggestions. I'm going to play that for myself as a pump up later today for something. I don't know what I'm pumping myself up for, but I will play it as a pump up just to see if it works.
This is completely off the charts, and maybe this can't because of what we talked about earlier, but a song that I would say most people, Brian, you probably wouldn't know, but most people in the crowd would know, "Beer Never Broke My Heart," Luke Combs. Now there is a song that can get a crowd singing.
That's my top three, I would say, yeah, right up there.
That I definitely could hear the crowd singing. I mean, I did hear a crowd singing.
To me, that's a lateral move
from Mr. Brightside.
Yes,
because it's so popular.
Yes.
Okay.
You're not wrong. When I was in Nashville over the summer,
yeah,
though you heard that every single like
okay, yeah,
every 15 minutes, it's like a you know. It's like the church bell rang, and that's what it played. you kind of had
that's
that.
A fair point, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't disagree, but it's almost too popular to make your own. We have someone saying Limp Bizkit.
Oh.
I mean, that's probably a guy you could get to the stadium.
For sure. Which Limp Bizkit? Oh, Break Stuff. Okay.
Don't think that plays.
No.
No. Hey, we'll hand out earmuffs to the family section, 2010 or 210
down.
Or whatever. For whom the bell tolls. Like, that's another one. It's a great pump-up song. I don't know if you're going to get everybody together on it.
Yeah, Inner Sandman is great. You know, obviously at Virginia Tech it works out well. Everyone sings Exit Light, Enter Night. That's great. But I think we're looking for to get through a verse or two. Mr. Brightside, they got through the second verse before they came back to play.
What about Hey Ya?
I mean, I like it. I'm not sure.
Everybody likes that song.
Yeah?
I don't know if it's like, would people sing along to it?
Do you want to hear everyone trying to go, Hey Ya?
Yeah. That's what I mean. Nobody's a good singer.
That's true.
Collectively, you hope to hit one note.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the best Outkast song, so.
I mean, that's like one of the... If they did it, when did that come out? 2000?
2002.
2002?
Yeah.
That's got to be, like, that turn of the century, one of the top songs.
Oh, yeah.
Popularity, and, like, everybody liked it. Like, and everybody. That crossed genres, crossed people.
That was when they split, and they both did an album, but it was on the same album. They split, did two solos, but as the name Outkast.
Wait... So that wasn't Outkast?
It was Outkast, under the name Outkast, but Andre 3000 did his stuff, like Hey Ya's Andre 3000, And then the other guy from Outkast, which the lawnmower, you know, I Like the Way You Move.
Oh.
And it was on the same album, but it was two separate albums in one.
Kind of stinks for the other guy. One had the big hit.
Well, he had I Like the Way You Move. That was pretty big.
We'll go to Eddie in DePew. Eddie, you're on WBEM. What are you thinking?
Lunatic Fringe from Red Rider.
Can't think of it off the top of my head. You got to sing it for me.
Lunatic Fringe, I know you're out there. You're in hiding. Goes like that. It's pretty. It was actually in a movie several years ago, probably 20-some years ago, with a wrestler, and it was the song they played when he got his, starting with the first, you know, with his first meet, you know. It's a good song.
I'll have to look that one up, Eddie, and I thank you for going out there and singing me a few lines. That's usually I'm asking Joe to do that, but you hit it.
Andre 2000 and Big Boy, by the way.
I'm just going to play the leaf blower.
Does that get you pumped up?
It gets me loud. I mean, it's definitely, you notice it.
Do you think this is the last time we hear the leaf blower this year?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, look at the trees.
Yeah, that's true.
We got a lot more to come. I don't even bother. I mean, we did it a little bit yesterday because it was so nice outside. And, you know, it's just, hey, here, take the shovel, go put the leaves in a pile and jump in it. Like, yeah. You know, of course, go, you know, clean up for me and have some fun. And it's nice outside. Get outside a little bit. We did a little bit of that. But if I'm doing it, I'm waiting until the last possible, right before it snows, so that I don't have to do it more than once.
Someone put "Serious" by Alan Parsons, but that's the Bulls. That anytime I hear that song, I think of Michael Jordan and the Bulls.
Yeah, so does everybody.
Yeah,
I mean that's the thing. Somebody else, everybody sings along to "Country Road," John Denver. That's true. Again, that's also you're hitting that
regional. West Virginia sings that after every win. Like that's not that wouldn't be ours.
Yeah, it says West Virginia in the thing.
There is a debate if it's about the state West Virginia or Western Virginia.
But no, there's not a debate on if it's about Orchard Park.
No, we have. Is there a Buffalo band that would have a song that we could all sing to that would also pump you up?
I like this. What if the Bills just did their own song?
Yeah,
like commission their own fight song.
No, like this person texted in. Maybe Elvira, replace Elvira with Josh Allen or Buffalo Bills in a song. No. What if you have like the offensive line, like this is Elvira's Oak Ridge Boys, right?
Yep.
What if you have like the offensive line singing Elvira, like the Bears did the Super Bowl shuffle? You had the O-line doing Elvira. And then, you know, on the screen, you've got like Deion Dawkins. Giddy up, giddy up. That would pump me up.
Yeah. Yeah. Put that on at the fourth quarter.
By week 11, you'd have everybody singing along.
Exactly.
If you don't already know the words.
I would like to see them do something other than, like, I don't want to see this go to the new stadium. I hope we figure this out by the new stadium. Let's retire Mr. Brightside at Old Highmark, and by 26, Brian, let's have a song that we can all embrace.
Yeah, again, the more I think about this, the more I'm like, okay with the Mr. Brightside thing, just because of how hard it is to come up with a good song for this, but
the middle is a great suggestion, though. I'm glad you said that. That's going on the playlist when I get to the car.
Put it on the list. All right. We'll be back here tomorrow.
Well, I'll be back here tomorrow.
Yeah.
Brian.
We'll see.
Enjoy your days off.
I will. I'll see you on Monday then.
Yes.
All right. B-Maz and B-Ron, WBEN.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.